I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Wednesday, October 21st. What to know today about the most significant lawsuit against big tech in decades, the accusations against Google, and how the company is defending itself. Also, the ethical question surrounding a new type of vaccine trial expected to start early next year, when scientists may infect volunteers on purpose. Plus, early voting records continue, what's being called the world's first super truck, and why a fourth of workers said they've at least thought about quitting their jobs. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The U.S. government is suing Google in what's said to be the most aggressive lawsuit against a tech giant in a generation. The U.S. Justice Department and 11 states are accusing Google of violating antitrust laws and having an illegal monopoly over search. So what does that mean exactly? Basically, the Justice Department says Google stifles competition so it can keep dominating the market for online search and advertising. The argument is that ultimately hurts consumers because of less innovation and fewer options, while giving Google too much power over them. But Google calls the lawsuit deeply flawed. The company's chief legal officer wrote in a blog post that people use Google because they choose to, not because they're forced to or because they can't find alternatives. The company has also pointed to competitors like Amazon, where the New York Times reports more than half of online shopping searches begin. The Justice Department, though, disagrees. It cites multi-billion-dollar deals Google cut with Apple, LG, Motorola, and Samsung to be the default search engines on their devices. In many cases, those deals also ban companies from working with Google competitors. Google defends that too, though, saying it's no different than a cereal brand paying a grocery store to put its products at eye level instead of on a lower shelf. Either way, Google's tactics are working. It controls about 90% of global web searches, its Chrome browser is the most popular in the world, and 40% of mobile users have Google's Android software. So one Justice Department official says the U.S. might consider forcing Google to break off into separate companies. Still, this probably will not affect the average Google customer, at least not for a while. USA Today reports a trial could take up to 18 months, and then appeals could take years. The CDC reports 300,000 more Americans have died this year than in an average year. Of course, COVID-19 is mostly to blame, though it's a bit more complicated than that. Two-thirds of those excess deaths are officially attributed to the coronavirus pandemic, but Stat News reports the other third might account for some otherwise untallied COVID-19 deaths. For example, if someone died from the disease at home but was never tested or treated for COVID-19, they would not have been included in the official count. Or it could include people who died from other health issues, but only because they were too scared to get medical care during this pandemic. Or some people may have had their treatments interrupted by the pandemic. So it's hard to know for sure. The CDC did break down demographics, making it clear some groups have been more vulnerable than others. Deaths among white people were only about 12% higher than in an average year. Deaths among Latinx people were almost 54% higher. The percentage was 37% higher for Asian people and 33% higher for Black people. Sadly, the numbers are not expected to get back to normal anytime soon. As CNN reports, 14 states now set record highs for COVID-19 hospitalizations in the past week. The areas seeing the biggest spikes are the Midwest, Great Plains, and parts of the West. So this is controversial. British scientists will be conducting the world's first so-called human challenge trials. It's part of the race for a COVID-19 vaccine, but here's how this type of trial is different. Instead of giving volunteers the vaccine and then waiting to see who might get infected, like in most clinical trials, these scientists will try to purposely infect healthy volunteers with the coronavirus. The goal is to see how effective certain vaccines are in warding off the infection and symptoms. Volunteers will be 18 to 30 years old. They must be free of COVID-19 symptoms and show no other risk factors like heart disease or diabetes. Infectious disease experts at Imperial College London will oversee the experiments. The first group will just be infected with the virus to see if it takes. A second group will get the potential vaccines first, then be given the virus. For months, scientists all around the world have been debating whether these kinds of human challenge trials are worth the risk. Supporters say the severity of the pandemic justifies a more aggressive trial method to fast-track the testing process. But critics call it unethical. They say there are just too many unknowns with COVID-19, and we've already seen some cases of seemingly young, healthy people suffering extreme symptoms. Plus, there's not a proven guaranteed treatment or cure for those who do get seriously sick. Yet some volunteers have already come forward. This experiment is scheduled to start in January. First Russia, now China. The U.S. government has another new warning about international hackers. This time, the National Security Agency, or NSA, said it found evidence of the Chinese government trying to target computer networks used by the American military. This isn't totally new. For years, the U.S. armed forces, defense contractors, and American universities involved in defense research have warned about China trying to steal U.S. military secrets. But the Wall Street Journal says this is the first time the NSA has described them as, quote, targets of Chinese state-sponsored hacking campaigns. And the spy agency now calls the threat a critical priority in need of attention. China denies all of it. In a statement, a spokesman for the Chinese embassy in Washington said the allegations are totally groundless. Still, the NSA says now is the time for the military and defense industry to tighten up security. The official Election Day is now less than 2 weeks away. But for millions of Americans, Election Day has already come and gone, since early voting has already started in some form in all 50 states plus Washington, D.C. And so far, at least 32.5 million votes have been cast. And yes, that's an all-time high. By this time in 2016, only about 5.5 million votes were cast. And that means this year, so far, has brought out five times as many early voters as the last presidential election. Of course, we know the pandemic at least plays a part in that trend. Voters have been encouraged to vote early to avoid massive crowds all turning up at the same time on Election Day. But what we don't know yet is whether voter enthusiasm is playing a role and/or if overall voter turnout will be way up too. To find a polling place near you, check early voting rules or check your registration status. Just head to vote.org. More news ahead, but first, this episode is brought to you by Rothy's. With so many chic styles to choose from, Rothy's shoes are the perfect pair for any cold weather adventure this fall and winter. I love my red wool Rothy's flats from the Merino collection. I can dress them up or down, and I've since gotten another pair, more of a sneaker style. I'm also hearing from the Newsworthy team members about their latest Rothy's buys and how much they love them. Like content director Emily, who got the Chelsea boots, and she agrees they're comfortable and stylish right out of the box. No break-in period required. Plus, we love that Rothy's makes shoes and bags out of recycled plastic water bottles. To date, they've transformed 65 million bottles into beautiful products. And Rothy's shoes are even machine washable. It's no wonder Vogue calls Rothy's a personal obsession. By the way, Rothy's also offers free shipping and returns, so go ahead and check out all the amazing shoes and bags available right now at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's Rothy's, R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Now, back to the news. It seems the NFL still has not found a way to keep all of its players safe from COVID-19. The league announced 8 new players and 11 staffers have tested positive in the last week. And that brings the number of positive cases since August 1st to 47 players and 71 other workers. Of course, we should note that's still a small percentage for the NFL. About 7,800 players and staff are tested each week. And each week, fewer than 20 tests come back positive. The Tennessee Titans have seen the worst of it so far, so their organization has been under review, and that investigation was reportedly completed this week. ESPN says the Titans facility itself met all the protocols, but there were times when people did not wear masks, and not enough communication happened about the rules outside of team facilities. The Titans organization could face a fine, though it seems to be avoiding tougher penalties like having to forfeit draft picks. The latest version of Microsoft Windows is apparently causing some PCs to break down. So now, the company is pausing the updates to hopefully find a fix. TechRadar reports, in some cases, PCs got error messages, as well as unresponsive files, printers, and audio problems. And even worse, people had no choice but to update. The PCs would just force restart and install the new version. So after getting a lot of negative feedback, Microsoft told The Verge it'll stop the updates for now. But it's not clear yet how long they'll be on pause or if users will have a choice to install the next version once it starts back up. An iconic car is getting a modern twist. General Motors is making a new Hummer that's electric. The company calls it the world's first super truck. It unveiled the new SUV last night, which is part of the company's shift towards what it says will be an all-electric future. GM says the Hummer will go from 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. It'll also have off-road capability, and The Verge reports it will drive diagonally in something called crab mode. It'll charge up fast, too. Drivers will get 100 miles of range after just 10 minutes of it being plugged in. The Hummers will go into production late next year, and they'll be pricey. At first, they'll come in at more than $100,000, but they're expected to get more affordable with time. This is just another sign that GM is going all in with electric vehicles. The company is also spending billions of dollars to overhaul its factories so they can better produce EVs. The AP reports by 2023, the company plans to have more than 20 electric models selling all around the world. Speaking of cars, it seems like one just hit a new speed record. A so-called Tuatara has clocked in at over 316 miles per hour. That was its average speed during two dashes across a Nevada highway earlier this month. It made two passes, one in each direction, to account for the wind. The car is designed for speed. Its body style was inspired by fighter jets. The company says it'll make 100 of these Tuataras to sell to customers. They'll start at $1.6 million. Other cars have clocked in at higher speeds in the past, but those were specifically made for competing. The Tuatara is different because it's street legal, and anyone can buy it as long as you have the money. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And today we're talking about how the pandemic is taking its toll on American workers. A new AP poll shows this year, 1 in 4 American workers have at least thought about quitting their jobs, and about 20% have taken leave. That's directly because of worries related to the pandemic. Some people say they're overwhelmed between juggling their jobs and other responsibilities like childcare, while others say they were concerned about getting COVID-19 at work since they couldn't do their jobs online and from home. The good news is it looks like employers are at least trying to help. More than half of the people polled said their company is doing a good job responding to the pandemic, while about a quarter say their bosses are actually going above and beyond. But most add that they wish their employers would expand sick leave and do a better job supporting mental health as well. All right, thank you so much for listening today and making the newsworthy part of your daily routine. We'll catch you up with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.